All right. Wow, everyone is over here. Let me just aim over here then. Let's do this. Genesis is where we're at. Chapter 1, verse 20. Day 5. Genesis 1, verse 20. The fish and the birds. That's what gets created on day 5. Fish and the birds. And I just have, there's a couple little principles that are at work here that we can make some application with, but we'll see what we can get out of it. Genesis chapter 1, verse 20. The Bible says, "And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly, after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, fill the waters and the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day." All right, let's pray, and we'll talk about the creation of the fish and the birds here. Father, thank you for salvation in Jesus Christ. I thank you for your words. I thank you for each soul that made time to come out this evening. I pray you'd feed your flock this evening. Pray you'd help us. Just some things about creation here, some principles at work, and maybe not a whole lot of, I don't know, Christian life stuff, but we'll see. But pray you'd help us get what we need out of these verses, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so day 5 here, you got the fish are created, and so they're birthed in the water, and of course that's where they continue to be birthed, in the water. Fish are born in the water. Then these fowls, I don't know if they're in the water, on top of the water, whatever it is, but somehow they're created along with this water. And I guess the thing that comes to mind in this is you've got the way the fish move, the way the birds move. There's probably some similarity. You know, they've all got sort of, the birds have wings, the fish have fins. And sort of the movement through the liquid or movement through the air is sort of, I guess, could be similar. And so you've got the fish. The Bible says, God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life. That's talking about the fish that are underwater. And the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind. I think of, when I read this, I think of a couple things. Number one, all of this happens, this is before sin has entered the world. So God's intent and purpose in creation, sin is a perversion of what God's doing here on the days of creation. Sin's going to come in, the devil's going to come in, pervert this stuff and tempt Adam and Eve and all that stuff, and he's going to just pervert the creation. But the creation is something that God did before sin ever showed up. And when sin is done away with, what you'll have left is what God created in the beginning. I mean, what he wanted to do in the beginning, just without sin. You'll have animals, you'll have birds, you'll have fish, you'll have all kinds of stuff, just like God wanted it from the very beginning. So it's noticeable, it's something to note. And I mentioned that because I think I mentioned it last week, but I mention it because sometimes people ask the question, you know, what are we supposed to do in heaven and all that stuff? Well, a lot of this time that we're going to spend is going to be on earth. It'll just be a different earth. It'll just be a different world. It'll be a world without curse. It'll be, like he says in Isaiah, you'll have the lamb laying down with the wolf and the lion laying down with the calf, and it'd just be a different world, something we've never seen before, something you can't imagine. It just no dog eat dog, none of that stuff. So that's something to consider. All of this creation's going on before sin is on the world or in the world, and this was God's intention to make all these things, not to pervert any of these things, not to kill any of these things, but just to have them all multiply and just keep multiplying. And so I imagine when he creates the fish and the birds and all that, he does it pretty much like he does Adam and Eve. He makes a couple of them and then just says, go multiply. It's not like he makes the seas just teeming with life. He probably makes all the different kinds and then he goes, says, go multiply, go make more of these. And so they're going to multiply, and that's another principle at work. Everything is going to multiply, and I don't know, I don't understand why this has to be said over and over, or why people have to be reminded of this, or why, well, I guess you understand why, because of evolution and all that kind of stuff. But everything since creation has always multiplied after its kind. There's never been anything create anything new. There's never been a you know, we joke about it. I mean, there's never been I'll give you one. I think I mentioned it a few weeks ago. So the kids show me this picture. I remember in grade school, I guess, I don't know, middle school, maybe even before that. But I remember watching these videos of these animals crawling out of the ocean and then growing legs and then turning into these other things. And they just said, well, this is the evolutionary process and this is what happens. They come out of the water and, you know, these whales grew legs and they decided they wanted to start breathing. And so they started breathing air and then they just decided, you know, well, that stuff never really, it never made sense. It just doesn't make sense because you can see animals recreating their own kind, and you've never seen anything like that. So the kids showed me the other day, they showed me this picture of these beached whales, and the whales are, there's a bunch of them. I don't know how many years ago this was, but there's a bunch of these beached whales on this shore. And there's all of these environmental folks panicking, trying to get the whales back in the water. And I asked the kids, I said, what are they doing? Why are they trying to get the whales back in the water? Well, I mean, they're going to die. I said, no, but aren't they evolving into cows or something? I mean, don't they understand they're evolving? Of course, I mean, it's so ridiculous, even evolutionists don't even believe it's true. They wouldn't believe that these things are evolving. They don't have time. I mean, they're gonna die in a few minutes. But you get the point. It's just ridiculous to even think something like that. The whole purpose of that thought process is to get rid of God as a creator, to get rid of God as the one who did all of this, the way he did it, the way he said he did it. Or to cast doubt on the way he said it. And look, if you have doubt about Genesis 1, how are you supposed to believe the rest of the Bible? If you can't get past Genesis 1, what makes you think you're going to believe John 3:16 or Romans chapter 5? So this happens exactly the way God says it happens because God created it and he just told you how he did it. He said, I gathered up the waters and called them seas. And then in the seas, I made the fish start to birth. And so they bring about fish in the water. These birds start to bring about birds. And I guess kind of the way they move is similar. You know, you got things moving through the water and things moving through the air. They got fins, they got some direction and things like that. They don't walk like they walk on land or anything like that. So I guess there's some similarities there. Maybe that's why they're all put together on day five. But they all multiply after their kind. Everything's going to multiply after their kind. It says in verse 22, God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, fill the waters and the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And so they're all gonna do that. Then one more thing in all this, and notice verse 23. He said, "In the evening and the morning were the fifth day." Now, if you ever had any doubt about whether the days are just days, that's one description to help you understand. Evening and morning is not a million years. Evening and morning is exactly what you know evening and morning to be. It's a day. It's the day begins in the evening, and then it goes on to the light part of it, and even our day does. I mean, we started our day at midnight, and it's dark at that point in time, and then it goes on to the light part of the day. And anyway, you get the idea. Evening and morning were the fifth day. So if you had any doubt about it, you don't need Hebrew to understand that. You don't need any other language to understand that. You can fully understand that God is perfectly capable of creating whatever He wants to create in a very short period of time. And as we looked at some of these other things, the science, we don't have to go back to these days, but the science even shows the short length of time that was required to create what was created. It didn't take millions of years. The only reason you would say something like that is to fit in some sort of evolutionary process, which never happened. It doesn't happen that way. It's never happened that way, and it's not going to happen that way. It just happens the way God said He made it. Day five, He looks at the water, and He says, let the water bring forth fish. Water starts to bring forth the fish. These fish are birthed in the water. They continue to be birthed in the water and multiply themselves over and over and over. He looks at the air. He says, let the fowl bring forth itself. And so He makes the birds and all that kind of stuff. And the principles at work are very simple on all of this. You've got everything that multiplies after its kind. You've got this happening on literal days. And if it's not enough to understand in Genesis chapter 1, the evening and the morning, He repeats Himself in Exodus when He says, keep the Sabbath day, talking to Israel. He says, for in 6 days, God created everything, essentially. And so we'll look at that probably when we get to that part in Genesis, but as a cross-reference. So you've got the fish and the birds, day five. Again, there's no sin. There's no sin in the world here. And this is God's intent to just fill the earth with these animals and these creatures and to just, I mean, his God is just an incredible creative being to do all of these things and all of the different kinds of animals and all the different kinds of fish. And I mean, man is still probably learning about everything God did in this short period of time, still trying to figure out how many types of fish there are and all that stuff. And even in Job, it's interesting, he says in Job, when the Lord speaks to Job, and He talks about creatures that man's never been able to see, man's never found out about, but God knows about them. And he feeds them, and He makes sure they're taken care of, and He knows about them. So you got day five, the fish and the birds are created. That's going to leave day six. And on day six, you're going to have all of the cattle that get created. And God's going to see all the cattle, but He's not going to find any human beings. And so on day six, in addition to all the cattle that He creates, He's going to make man. And we'll read about that next week. So just a real simple lesson here. Three simple principles. There are seven literal days at work here. These are literal days. That's why your week is the week it is. That's why your days start over after 7 days. That's exactly why that happens, because it's just the product of the way God did this stuff in time. Then you've got these things multiplying. All the creatures multiply after their kind. They're just going to produce exactly what they are. And that's just going to happen over and over and over again. It's not complicated. When you think things will produce other... I mean, those principles, I just say this. I mean, it's the principles taught contrary to the Bible. When you say things don't produce after their kind, or, you know, going back to the whale thing, this whale's going to jump out of the water and produce a cow. Those principles don't work anywhere. And they don't have any value to anyone. There are no farmers that plant seeds expecting something else to come up other than what they planted. There's no practical application to any of this evolution and stuff like that other than to just get rid of the Bible. And that's exactly what Paul says in Corinthians. He said the Greeks, that by wisdom they knew not God. They just educated themselves out of God. So just a short lesson tonight, not too much, but fish and the birds get created on day 5. And they're going to produce after their kind, multiply after their kind. There's no sin in the world at this point in time. And it's just these literal days. Evening and morning were the 5th day. So there you go. I don't really have anything else. So we'll pray, and that's it. That's what we've got tonight. Father, I pray it's been helpful. Not a whole lot of stuff tonight, but... just going over these days of creation, you packed a whole lot into a few short verses, but you are the creator. You know how you did it, and Father, we thank you for being a good God. I think of that verse where Paul said he giveth all things to enjoy, and that was the purpose. That's the purpose of your creation. To enjoy these things, to glorify Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray that we would do that. That's the purpose you've given us. I thank you for these words. I thank you again for salvation in Jesus Christ. Thank you for this time together. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.